Staying in the local music scene, songwriting is an important component for members of the Sugar Beats, the Bloomington Normal rock, blues, R&B sextet. Band members Diana Calvetti and Pat Sheridan stopped by the WGLT studios ahead of their performance this weekend at the Sugar Creek Arts Festival. Calvetti told WGLT's John Norton that her first stab at songwriting happened 30 years ago.
It was an inspiration. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I had this song in my head and I got up and I wrote it down.
So, do you remember the song? Do you still have it?
We do, and it is called Hysterectomy Blues.
Hysterectomy Blues.
I was probably blue about something.
Tonight it's all or nothing, babe. I got those hysterectomy blues. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And there is no other song on the market called Hysterectomy Blues.
Calvetti, fellow vocalist Sandy Smith, and guitarist vocalist Pat Sheridan are the principal songwriters in the Sugar Beats. The band also includes bassist Steve Hill, as well as Ron Orland on drums, percussion, and vocals, and Sarah Schramm on vocals. Sheridan said his songwriting began just over 40 years ago. He was a freshman at the University of Texas at Austin, a school known nationally for its outstanding music program. That's when he met up with friend Robin Wink.
Rob was a songwriter out of Florida, and we would just sit around the living room and write, me and his brother, and it just kind of got into my craw from there.
And as with most people, life happened after that, and Sheridan put his music on the back burner. It wasn't until 2008 that serendipity happened.
I got fired from a band. Your band broke up. We're sitting around twiddling thumbs, and we hooked up and started a project. And the project was to be able to play again, but also to have something to get these songs out the door. Everybody in the band had their own version of the similar story, songs stacked in their head, and a history of stuff that's just been sitting there on the table, and bam, it just came out.
Well, who gets credit for Long Time from Sunday?
I wrote that when I was 28 and had no clue what I was writing about. And that was one back in the 80s that just kind of dropped in the back burner. And as we were finishing that first CD, I said, I need a blues song to throw on there.
It's a long time from Sunday since you walked out on your own.
What did you think you were writing about?
I was writing about people having troubles. I didn't know it at the time, but I was digging out, you know, hurt and life experience that I hadn't had yet. And I didn't know how apropos that was, you know, 20 years or so later. But that song, of all the songs on the CD, was just the easiest one to do. It was my favorite of all.
Huh. Now it's a long time from Sunday. I just can't take you from my mind.
Song is Long Time from Sunday. It's from the Sugar Beats. Our guest, Diana Calvetti, Pat Sheridan from the band. I want to go back to you, Diana. I've talked to a lot of musicians in town over the last few years, and we talk a lot about how it has really become a vibrant music scene here in the Twin Cities. But we don't talk a lot about some of the venues that you play a lot, which you play other venues as well, but you play Cheeks, you play Gill Street, you play Baxter's, you play the Windjammer. These are venues we don't talk a lot about because we talk about the Castle and Night Shop and Jazz Up Front. How important are these venues and how integral are these venues for the Bloomington Normal music scene?
Each one of those venues have their own audience. You can always count on performing at those places and having a good audience. They're important to the music scene because it gets music out to people who don't go to Castle, who don't go to Night Shop. You know, not only that, but our friends who are band groupies, I guess, would come out to those places.
What I find interesting is you do see a lot of original music in town, too. We've had some musicians that we're friends with that have moved like to Dallas and things like that, and they want to hang themselves because they can't do their original work anymore.
In Dallas?
In the Dallas area, They say, you know, they come to a club or something of that sort, and there's an expectation of what type of style they're supposed to perform. So when you play a club, you know, there is a monetary factor. They're trying to bring revenue in. We're trying to play and have fun. And so I think all the venues out there just allow an opportunity to bring more onto the table. So what we do is a mix of the two. we'll take covers and send them into a pot, scrape them around a little bit, you know, and pour it out on the floor and see what we got. And we make an effort and an intentional effort to make the cover sound different than the original to give us some, you know, fun and flavor in doing so. And then we rotate the originals in. In my view, if you want to be a full original act, you got to be doing that kind of stuff full time.
The song is Whisper in the Wind. It's by the Sugar Beats. Diana Calvetti and Pat Sheridan from the band join us on GLD's Sound Ideas. Are you guys the primary songwriters, or do more people in the band write? Does everybody in the band write?
We have Sandy Smith, who is writing as well, and she has written some incredible songs, and she is singing on this song. Did you guys write that together, Pat?
No, that specific one was written by me and Greg Putnam. Greg Putnam works a lot with Eric over at Eclipse and targets the country market. And so he had a lyric just written down on a napkin. You know, I pulled it out of a book that he had, and I said, hey, can I borrow this? And yeah.
Huh.
And this sort of bluesish minor key thing came out of it, and then put it together and laid it in front of Sandy, and she just owned it.
You both talked about a couple of songs that you wrote. Diane, I'm going to start with you. Where does your best material come from?
Most of what I write comes out blues.
Lyrically?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's emotion. It's life.
Are you one of those where this fully formed song pops up into your head and you got to get out of bed at, like you said, 3 a.m. one time and write it down?
What I really like to do is Pat will give me some music, or Gerard Montague will give me some music, and he'll say, I need lyrics for this. Give me an hour, give me a day, and depending on what they give me, I will have lyrics for them.
You have three lead singers. They're all female. Do you consider them three lead singers?
Yes, we're all lead singers, and we're all a strong vocal. We decide when we're going to do a song, who's going to do lead by what key it's in, the style of music. It just fits.
And you harmonize together, too.
Yes.
And you're a saxophonist.
Yes. I started in sixth grade, but I played through my sophomore year of high school. Then I didn't play for about 32 years, and then I picked it up again.
What made you pick it up?
My children were grown and wanted something to do with my time and to get involved with musicians and enjoy the music.
Pat, what does the saxophone bring to this band?
It's always flavor and it's always spice, you know, and there's no restriction on what she does. But what I really like is, you know, you traditionally got the regular tenor saxophone and you got some jazz musician that just can fly on this thing, you know, which is always fun. But she comes out with a Barry sax that's about as big as she is. That thing is just got a groove and a punch to it that is pure fun. You know, absolutely love that thing. And it's, what, a 60s Zephyr or something like
it's
that?
It's a 1962 King Zephyr.
Yeah.
And it has a bell on it that is lower than most. And so it brings a tone to it that is different.
Hmm. It's always in tune, and it's always fat, and she walks around the crowd with that thing, you know. It's a lot of fun, and I just love the tone of it, and it adds so much. So, mm-hmm.
Diana Calvetti, Pat Sheridan with the Sugar Beats, thanks so much for coming in. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, sir, WGLT.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.